Phoenix FM. It's day two of the Rise Festival, and we're here with Nick Hodgson. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
How are you then? The first Rise Festival here. It's been a good event so far.
Yeah, we were here yesterday.
Yeah, we were. Some great acts here yesterday, and the same again today as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have seen Liam actually yesterday, but he's not going to stick around.
No. You're looking forward to it. In terms of your set, you're involved with so many things. You've got a set there that you just got planned, or is it fairly fluid in terms of what?
Yeah, no, it's not fluid. I mean, I think if I was headlining, I don't know really. I'd be nervous if it was fluid.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to go unprepared. I really think you've got to go unprepared. I mean, I'm only doing half an hour as well, so yeah, I know exactly what I'm playing and in what order.
And that is par for the course, really, as far as you're concerned, because you are a proper jobbing professional musician, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I don't work for anybody else, so I don't really have that kind of... No, I mean, it's in a way, I love... Basically, I feel like I'm a musician, and it doesn't matter whether I've been in a big band or whether I'm making... There's a jam session in the pub near me, and I love going and playing the drums.
I mean, it's
honestly the same buzz.
Yeah. Is anyone listening as well? They've been in a big band. Well, you have been in a big band, haven't you? I mean, you know, give a clue. You're from Leeds and you were in the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yes, I was.
and you've done a lot since then.
Yeah, I've done a lot of writing. This is the only time I've really gone on... I went on stage with Mark Ronson twice, actually, in that time. And then I went on... And then I was always producing and writing in my studio and then with other people. And then they go and take the songs on and go on stage, but it didn't occur to me to do it until like early last year, really.
And what suddenly made you think that? Was it suggestions from other people, or because you'd done so much writing, you thought, I can write a few for myself?
I tend to get bored, and not just bored, I just decide I'm stopping doing that now and I'm doing this. I don't actually get bored, I don't get to that stage. I get to the point where I don't want to do it anymore, and then I stop, and then I go and do something else. No, it was just a thing. Sometimes the big decisions in my life just occur to me, and I can't argue with them.
No. I mean, you talk about writing. You've worked with Mark Ronson. You've worked with Shirley Bassey as well. Yeah. You've written. You know. You've written for films as well.
Yeah, yeah. Shaun the Sheep.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've done a lot of songs.
And it's all great stuff to have on a CV.
I love it. I love it.
And I can understand why then suddenly you think, I fancy doing this now. It's not so much itchy feet, because you strike me as a very disciplined musician as well. If you put your mind to something, that's your next project.
Yes, definitely. I just feel like this had to happen, and I didn't... I was 39 as well, and I think that was a big thing, and I really wanted to put a record... Because I'd never sung on a record, really, that had my name on it. I've written so many songs, and everyone else has sung them. And for once in my life, I wanted to do something for myself. And I played all the instruments and all that, and I felt like the perfect thing to do. And I don't even feel like I want to do that again.
So this might just be your only album? Because no, I was going to say, are you going to release another album?
I think I'll do more stuff in the future, but I think the initial desire has all been accomplished. I mean, I don't know. And I can't, and I'm not somebody who goes against my... like stronger feelings, really.
Yeah. And I mean, the album itself, Tell Your Friends, you sound very proud of it.
Yeah, it was good fun. I love doing it, and I like... I heard it the other day. Somebody played it. It wasn't me.
So,
I didn't get embarrassed. You know, that's the thing.
Oh,
usually,
that's great.
Usually if you make something and then a few months later you hear it and a couple of tracks go, oh, God, maybe I'd have done that differently. And I sort of felt really good about it, so...
So how does that work out then? You've done the album, and like you say, you're working for yourself. You're now doing the festivals, you're now touring. You must see it in a different light, because it's your name that's up there.
I see a lot of people who I've worked with. I mean, there's about 10 people on just... like the guys that are on now, the guys that were on before.
Yeah.
So many people who I've written songs with in this area right now. And that's interesting. So yeah, it's nice to see my name on.
It's a small world, and it's quite... You realise what a tight-knit community it is as well, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I haven't been at a festival like this backstage for 6 years, and so many people I say hello to. And
Yeah, can you always put a name to the face as well?
Yeah. No, not really, no. When I recognise people like, you know, other people's tech, like roadies and that. And because we did so much touring, 10 years of touring, and you meet everybody else's roadies and he's constantly nodding. Oh, yeah.
And photographers and everywhere. You think you're looking down and you're seeing the same people at the same time.
Yes. But it's been a while, so it's good fun.
And you are enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is my last one for a while, actually. But that's all good as well.
So you are working on the second album.
Yeah, I've begun.
And how far
it's
into
going
it?
Into different directions at the moment. It keeps changing, so.
Which is what you want, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've sparked the curiosity in terms of having your own album first, and it's just something to build on.
The pressure of being a Kaiser Chiefs was when you do the first album, because for 7 years before then, no one cared what we sounded like. And then you do one album and it goes on to be really successful. And then suddenly you've got a whole bunch of people that you didn't know that are expecting something from you, and you're supposed to deliver it to them. And it's a very strange, different pressure that you never thought you'd have. And luckily, I don't have that with my solo album, so I can do whatever I like.
I suppose in some ways, like going from a non-league footballer to suddenly playing in the Premier League, isn't it? People expect so much more.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're enjoying it now, so you're back to your roots in many ways.
I am. It's good.
And if people want to find out more, what's the best way? Are you quite active on social media, etc.?
Sometimes. Depends if I've got anything coming out.
So at the moment, it's fairly quiet.
Yeah, so like Instagram, Twitter, Nick JD Hodgson, all one word. Facebook, same thing. Nick JD Hodgson.
Okay, that's great. Look, thanks very much for talking to us here on Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much.